T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Yeah, come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay should you get caught illegally immigrating. Come to USA.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You can always listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. And if you ever miss an episode, visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. Come to the USA! Yeah, well... We don't really do much to punish illegal immigration here. Former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach is representing 4 Texas sheriffs and a law enforcement group in a federal lawsuit against President Joe Biden and his administration over a policy discouraging the deportation of some immigrants in the U.S. illegally. The lawsuit challenges a policy requiring ICE officers to get a superior's approval before attempting to deport anyone who hasn't recently crossed the border, or who isn't deemed a quote-unquote criminal or national security threat. How do you even, whatever, it's the left, what do you expect? Joining us now to tell us a little bit about the lawsuit is former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach. Mr. Secretary, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to have you back on the show, my friend.
Great to be with you, John. Yeah, this it's far worse than your intro described it. I mean, basically, remember when in the 2019 presidential campaign, when the Democrat presidential candidates were asked, do they want to abolish ICE, because everybody was protesting on the left about that?
Right, and even Joe Biden raised his hand.
Biden raised his hand, and so you might say, well, he hasn't abolished ICE, and the answer is, yeah, he effectively has. He issued an order, or his DHS issued an order in February that orders ICE to sit on its hands for 90% of the illegal aliens they encounter and would have otherwise removed. We're talking about criminal aliens. The only they can only have approval to deport people who are terrorists, people who fall into a very small category of aggravated felons, and people who they know came into the country after November of 2020. So it's an extraordinary action that's gone. They've basically shut down ICE, and the law enforcement group that has lined up with the Texas sheriffs as plaintiffs is a group of ICE officers. First time in history that federal ICE officers have lined up with local law enforcement to sue a sitting president. It's unbelievable what's happening right now.
I guess I don't understand this. I mean, it basically says that it seems to me the policy violates federal law, and it seems like the secretary, Mayorkas, is basically telling ICE agents to break the law, essentially, isn't he?
That is exactly right. So in the 1990s, Congress, the Republican Congress, basically forced Bill Clinton to sign a number of laws that say no more catch and release. So if you fall into this category, you're an illegal alien, you must be deported. The word is shall, and you shall be deported. You shall be detained. And there are a number of categories where the federal law says they shall be detained and picked up. And Biden's administration is ordering ICE officers to break that law. And it's amazing what we're talking about here. We're not talking about, oh, they're just not picking up all the illegal aliens. No, they're barely picking up any illegal aliens. It used to be if a sheriff in Texas arrested somebody for stealing a car, which, by the way, happens all the time on the border. The illegal aliens come in and try to steal a pickup or whatever. It used to be that if they didn't have room in the jail for him, for whatever reason, they'd call ICE, and ICE would immediately come over and deport the guy. But now ICE is not picking up any criminals from sheriffs, and it's even worse than that, John. Used to be in all through America that if an illegal alien was convicted of a crime and served time in prison, ICE would get a phone call right before they released the guy at the end of his sentence saying, hey, we're about to release this guy. You want to come pick him up? And ICE would say yes. ICE can't do that anymore. And so they are releasing illegal alien criminals onto the street right now. It sounds like I'm making this up, but it is. Our ICE officers have provided evidence that is just mind-blowing. Some of the crimes that the illegal aliens have committed who are now being released onto the street are rape of a child, aggravated sexual assault on a child, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, larceny, burglary, domestic violence, carrying a prohibited weapon, possession of drugs, resisting a law enforcement officer, DUI in many, many cases, and more examples. Which is why morale at ICE is at an all-time low. They're being told, don't do the job you trained your career for, and you have to break federal law by not deporting these people. And the sheriffs are completely at wit's end because their detention beds are full. Their counties are overridden with crime right now because of the immigration surge that Joe Biden's ICE stand down has created. So it's an extraordinary crisis going on right now. And I'm sure your audience has heard the numbers. In May of 2021, 2 months ago, it was a 21-year high of 180,000 illegal aliens apprehended at the border. Last month in June, it was 178,000. That, by the way, is about the population of Topeka and surrounding Shawnee County every single month.
Yeah.
Coming in.
And they just revised that number up. I read just today that it's now, they revised it up to 190,000 migrant encounters.
For June.
Yeah, for June.
Wow.
And that brings the total number now encounters in fiscal year 2029 to more than 1 million.
Yeah. So we're halfway through the year.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So what's the time frame on the lawsuit? Because, I mean, you've got people who are now being allowed to stay in this country who are clearly dangerous and will clearly pose a threat to Americans. You know, how long does this take before it gets adjudicated and hopefully we find a judge that'll find in our favor?
Well, I brought the case on behalf of the sheriffs and ICE agents on July 1st, and then a week later, on July 8th, we filed a motion for a preliminary injunction, and that will tend to force a court to move more quickly because the motion for a preliminary injunction is a request because of the urgency of the situation for the court to act immediately and then reach a final decision and decide what it's ultimately going to do. So hopefully we'll have a decision, I would hope, within the next couple of months. But, you know, the court hasn't yet given us a scheduling order. But the bottom line is there are so few options left for those of us who believe in the Constitution, the rule of law, and in having effective borders and sovereignty in America, that basically we are at wit's end to the point where now we have to bring a lawsuit by ICE officers to be permitted to follow the law.
Yeah.
It's insane.
To be permitted to do their jobs. That's how asinine this is.
Yeah.
We're talking with former Secretary of State Kris Kobach. I want to pivot a little bit and ask you about the race. I have to ask you about the Attorney General's race. Last week, State Senator Kelly Warren entered the race. Your campaign released a statement in response. Basically, you called her out for being a homeowners association attorney. I'm curious, and I got the statement wrong here, but I can you comment? It seemed like it was a bit harsh, shall we say.
Well, you know, the point is that we're at a crash. You know, our country is at a breaking point, and we have a president who is throwing down the gauntlet when it comes to letting in foreign nationals. He stopped building the wall. He's basically forced the Border Patrol to serve as a service to bring in people into the country. There are actually ports of entry that are no longer manned. You can drive right in. It's extraordinary. And at this time in history, you need an attorney general who has fought the ACLU multiple times. I've beaten the Department of Justice twice in the Ninth Circuit of all places, beaten the Department of Justice when suing them in cases like this. And of course, I've gone up against the ACLU more times than I can count quickly. We need someone who actually has experience in complex litigation suing a president, because this is a time of lawfare, which is a term many of your listeners will know, and that's legal warfare.
Yep.
The Democrats have been waging that against Republican presidents now for almost 20 years. There were 103 lawsuits brought by blue state attorneys general against President Trump. You know how many the Republicans have brought so far against Biden? Nine. Mm. Only nine. And he's been the most lawless president we've seen ever. And six of those nine have been brought by Texas. There's really very few state attorneys general who are actually fighting the fight and bringing cases against the Biden administration. And that's something I know how to do. And we're suing them right now. And I've sued the Obama administration over the DACA amnesty on behalf of ICE officers. And if I'm your attorney general, I will be bringing lawsuits on a whole host of issues to stop the Biden administration. And I think they're not going to ease up. In fact, they're probably going to hit the gas when it comes to issuing executive orders that violate the law.
More than likely.
There are lots of attorneys. There are lots of attorney general out there who aren't really, you know, experienced in this stuff. They're going to go there. They're just going to, you know, maintain the office, manage the place, but they have no interest in taking the political risks that go along with suing a presidential administration.
Well, Chris, thank you again. I hate to cut you off. We're up on our top of the hour break. If folks are interested in helping and volunteering or donating, it's chriskobach.com, correct?
That is it.
I appreciate you, my friend. We love having you on the show. And I know I've been seeing you. You've been all over the state crisscrossing. So keep up the crisscrossing. See what I did there?
Okay, there
keep up the good work, my friend.
All right. Will do, John. Take care.
Thank you again. Folks, thanks for listening. We'll be with us, and we've got huge guests coming up the next week. In the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.